A Jewish Journal article. Nikki Haley, AOC spar over Israel on Twitter. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, got into a bit of a Twitter quarrel over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On Tuesday, Haley tweeted out the names of the 9 members of Congress who voted against a resolution in the House of Representatives condemning anti-Semitism and supporting Israel. The resolution also stated that Israel is not a racist or apartheid state. One of the 9 members to vote against it was Ocasio-Cortez. "We're taking names," Haley wrote, adding, "These 9 members of Congress believe Israel is racist. We will remember this vote. We're taking names." Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Jamal Bowman, Summer Lee, Ilhan Omar, Cory Bush, Andre Carson, Delia Ramirez, Ayanna Pressley. "These 9 members of Congress believe Israel is racist. We will remember this vote." Nikki Haley, at Nikki Haley, July 19, 2023. Ocasio-Cortez mocked Haley's tweet in response by tweeting on Wednesday, "Ooh, a list. Remember to call it people in Congress who think apartheid is wrong, or alternatively, people in Congress who don't ignore human rights abuses against Palestinians." Earlier in the day, Ocasio-Cortez had tweeted, "A broad consensus of United Nations, experts, Amnesty International USA, Human Rights Watch, and Israeli human rights organizations have all formally recognized Israel's treatment of Palestinians as apartheid. The American people across faiths and communities see it, too. It's time for Congress to stop burying its head in the sand." Ooh, a list. Memo. Remember to call it, people in Congress who think apartheid is wrong. Or alternatively, people in Congress who don't ignore human rights abuses against Palestinians, https://t.co/zbok9edfbj. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at AOC, July 20, 2023. "A broad consensus of UN experts, at Amnesty USA, at HRW, and Israeli human rights orgs have all formally recognized Israel's treatment of Palestinians as apartheid. The American people across faiths and communities see it, too. It's time for Congress to stop burying its head in the sand." https://t.co/wr0szvwwhd. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, at AOC, July 19, 2023. Haley countered Ocasio-Cortez on Thursday. "Why does Israel get under your skin? Because it's democratic, pro-American, or Jewish?" Haley tweeted, "You don't get worked up about massive human rights violations in China, Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela. You all would fit in great with the anti-Semites at the United Nations. Why does Israel get under your skin? Because it's democratic, pro-American, or Jewish. You don't get worked up about massive human rights violations in China, Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela. You all would fit in great with the anti-Semites at the United Nations." https://t.co/r9btwwtb. Nikki Haley, at Nikki Haley, July 20, 2023. Ocasio-Cortez's tweet mocking Haley's list was ripped by others as well, noting her 2018 interview in which she said, "I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue," when questioned on what she meant by the occupation of Palestine. "Your tweets read like they're from a parody account," Stand With Us Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted. "The only thing more superficial than this tweet is your slacktivism, which does nothing for the cause of coexistence or peace. You're just a tourist in a conflict that, by your own admission, you're no expert in." Oh, at AOC, "Your tweets read like they're from a parody account. The only thing more superficial than this tweet is your slacktivism, which does nothing for the cause of coexistence or peace. You're just a tourist in a conflict that, by your own admission, you're no expert in." pic.twitter.com/7klk42f1s. Michael Dixon, at Michael Dixon, July 20, 2023. Writer David Harshani tweeted, "The Congresswoman should debate someone on this issue. I'd love to hear her thoughts. Because, when asked a simple question about the West Bank in 2018, she giggled and said, 'I am not the expert on geopolitics on this issue.' I bet she's done a lot of reading on the issue since then." Harshani added that Ocasio-Cortez also said in that 2018 interview that she would meet with leaders on both sides of the conflict. "These days she boycotts speeches by the powerless left-wing Israeli president," Harshani wrote. In 2018, at AOC said she would happily sit down with leaders of both sides. These days she boycotts speeches by the powerless left-wing Israeli president. pic.twitter.com/9w66i1cook. David Harshani, at David Harshani, July 20, 2023. Ocasio-Cortez was one of the handful of progressive members of Congress who boycotted Israeli President Isaac Herzog's speech before Congress on Wednesday. Herzog seemed to indirectly address the boycott during his speech. I am not oblivious to criticism among friends, including some expressed by respected members of this House, he said. I respect criticism, especially from friends, although one does not always have to accept it. But criticism of Israel must not cross the line into negation of the state of Israel's right to exist. Questioning the Jewish people's right to self-determination is not legitimate diplomacy, it is anti-Semitism. Herzog's speech was widely lauded by Jewish groups and received widespread applause from both sides of the aisle during the speech.